Good morning, Joe, and good morning to all the mothers out there in Erie County. I just want to wish them a happy Mother's Day, and they deserve it for all that they do for us.
They sure do. They sure do. And it's great that the Mets are getting their game out early today. So, you know, I have more of Mother's Day to enjoy with my wife and my and all the moms in my life.
Absolutely. My mom's up, unfortunately, in heaven, so she's looking down on me. But I love my mother. I miss her. But so really cherish your mother, because you only get one mom. And, you know, unfortunately, when they're up in heaven, Joe, you can only talk to them and pray to them. So if you have your mom and you're out there listening, you better be grateful, because they're not around forever.
100%. Mickey, you had a press conference on Thursday talking about some unredacted information that came out in some emails. Explain to our listeners exactly what is going on.
Sure. So last year, the legislature asked for an external audit of the Erie County Clerk's Office. As everyone knows now, our former finance deputy clerk was investigated, was arrested, and currently is in jail. But that person had access to sealed records and data relating to pistol permits and criminal records. And, you know, this is supposed to be an audit of basically our bank accounts. So when the law department, who is managing this audit with an outside vendor, started requesting emails of this person, nearly the production of over 52,000 records, we asked for a legal opinion, and they stated to us that they would do a review. This was 3 months ago, Joe. This isn't something that was done quick. So that external auditor, because that former finance deputy director had access to sealed records and data relating to pistol permits, criminal records, and also personally identifiable information, mental health records of Erie County records. And maybe what many people don't know is the Erie County Clerk's Office, we have agreements, legal agreements, and these are the laws. These aren't just agreements about confidential information that the state of New York has entrusted with us. For example, Section 33.13 of the Mental Hygiene Law protects you that if you had a mental health issue in the past, and say you're applying for a pistol permit, they have to go back in time to make sure that, you know, you can handle a firearm. In addition to that, especially with Criminal Justice Services, DCJS, we have agreements. And then, as you know, and many people know who are pistol permit holders, the penal law, 400-005B, you know, you can opt out, meaning you have some privacy. So we were very concerned, and we asked 3 months ago, because we wanted that data protected for Erie County residents. We didn't really hear anything, and we kept requesting an update. On Thursday, I received an email that the law department, without any notification, received data from, you know, our, which is called our Chief Information Officer, Division of Information and Support Services, and they gave him this information without any notification, without any sharing, without any legal opinion. And Joe, this is, I know it seems like it's inside baseball, but, you know, here's the thing that I give it, the analogy is, you know, that DISS, you know, they host us. They're sort of our computer host. I think they've confused the maintenance and storage of county data with having unprotected and unlimited access to confidential records. So just think, if someone came into the clerk's office and broke into, say, actions and proceedings where we have our matrimonial records, those are, once again, those are confidential, and they took them out, I'd have to call 911. There'd be an investigation. We would say, you know, what the heck happened? Someone broke into our records, right? Someone broke into the clerk's office and emptied out our filing cabinets. That action certainly would not be legal or tolerated. But this, our DISS, who works under Mark Poloncarz, that's his boss, took unauthorized digital access without any notification to the clerk, myself, as an independently elected official. And they just took this data and gave it to the county attorney. And the county attorney was going to, in turn, give it to a third party. And Joe, the thing that's baffling, and we said this, We've worked with the state controller, the Erie County controller, and we've worked with the sheriff's office. At no point in time did anyone request emails, because this is supposed to be a financial audit, and this is protected under the law. So you could see where I was very upset that, you know, on behalf of the taxpayers, that we asked for a legal opinion by the law department as to the legality of a disclosure with a professional service contractor, and we didn't receive anything. They just said, well, we don't really care what you think. I mean, the email is incredible, of what they say in the email. It's so damning. But 52,000 records, and just think, if you applied for a pistol permit over the past, since 2017, what happens if there's something in there that you don't want someone to see, that doesn't have authorization to see it, and they're looking at it? Now, you could say, well, you're being a little bit, you know, overzealous on this, Mickey. No, I'm not. This is not their information to look at. And once again, we really need to make sure that we, the legislature, before the dissemination of these records, we get this legal opinion and we get the legality of the process.
So currently that information is still in the hands of the outside agencies.
It's not, we don't know yet. We're waiting. We have lots of questions for Mr. Breeden, who's the chief information officer. Can you imagine just giving someone's information away? You know, we wanted to know, when did the law department receive this access to the data? Did they give it to this outside agency? What legal basis did they have to get this access? Joe, we could go on and on and on. I mean, you think about it. Just think, if someone broke into the clerk's office, I mean, it's analogous to today, as we know, with technology, data is considered paper, right? It's in the legal handbook for the employees, what the email policy for Erie County is. And it states in there that, you know, that computer or electronic information, you know, it's the same. Email is an electronic replacement for paper. So if someone came in and looked at that, I think it would be a clear-cut case for the sheriff and the district attorney. They'd say someone broke into the clerk's office. Someone took this information. And to me, I don't care if it's one email. You know, if the taxpayers of Erie County don't want their information to be looked at, and it's the law, the opt-out law, mental health law, these are laws that they have entrusted the county clerk's office. It's not done with Erie County. It's done with the Erie County clerk's office.
So I know you've talked with the county attorney, you've talked to the information officer. Have you tried to get the ear of the county executive and see if there's anything that he can
put in the
process?
We're gonna try, of course, if we have to do that. We want the legislature to have hearings on this. I think this should be done out in the sunlight. You know, they're the ones who said, hey, look, we want to look at the forensic audit. You know, I'm going to be meeting with the sheriff tomorrow. You know, I've talked to the district attorney. So the whole idea is, okay, if you're looking to do a, almost like it's a review of our bank account, right? If you think about that, if you're listening at home, you have a bank account and someone's looking at it. And do you know in 8 months' time that this outside firm has been conducting this, they have not once asked us for any financial reports. What the hell are they doing? I mean, 8 months, and I've been patient, Joe. July of 2024, I said to the Buffalo News, hey, we're ready to go. Remember, this is what's going on in the clerk's office. Real ID, we're still loaded. We still have lots going on. We have appointments going out all through the next 2 weeks, packed. We are being audited by the state DMV, which is a routine thing, but still it's taking a lot of our time. And we're doing all these different things. We have a software conversion. But, you know, besides all that, we're accomplishing all these different things. To me, this was it. When they went over the line and said, we don't care, we're not going to give you a legal opinion, we don't care who sees this data, well, we are going to be the gatekeepers. Well, that's not up to you to decide who gets to see what emails unless you follow the proper legal channels, which they didn't.
So do you believe they're playing politics with it?
Joe, only they know, but it's starting to, you know, if it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck and it walks like a duck, it's starting to get there, because I have a forensic auditor on staff. As you know, we went through a whole review, and we're very happy. The office is the strongest it's been financially, I know, since I've been there. We're doing great. Everything's positive. And this forensic auditor was, you know, over 30 years of experience, said he's never been part, he's done hundreds, been part of hundreds of forensic audits, said it is very strange that you're being audited and they're not asking for any financial information. So you know what that the conclusion is, Joe, and I'm not a sleuth, but the conclusion is that this is now another criminal investigation. If it is a criminal investigation, own up to it. Don't try to be sly about it. Talk to the Erie County Sheriff. Talk to the district attorney and do what you have to do. But here's the problem. Last year, after a thorough review, that was all done. And so politics could be in play. I know Jeremy Zellner has already stated that they want to run a candidate against me. I'm not worried about that. The taxpayers know what's best for county government. But to me, my first priority is the residents of Erie County. And hey, look at, you know, if you have had an issue, I'm just telling you, and you have opted out, the county attorney, Jeremy Toth, who works for the county executive, has your information. That is personal and private information. And they could say, well, we're not going to release that. Well, you don't have the authority to look at that. And believe me, I know, being in politics, politicians have enemies. And if you want people going through your personal information that they don't have the authority to do and you don't care about that, fine. But not everybody cares about that. That's why they've opted out under the SAFE Act. And that's why we have laws like the penal law, mental health law, and our agreements with DCJS.
Mickey, when should the when do you believe the legislature will take a look at this and make a determination?
So, you know, I thought this was so egregious, Joe. I received this email, not me personally, it was to two staff members at 12:56. I held the press conference at 5:00. I filed the letter to the legislature to Mr. Toth, who's the county attorney, and I filed the legislator to Mr. Breeden, who's the DISS chief information officer. And here's the irony, Joe. You know, here's the problem that Mr. Toth is going to have. He's the county attorney. He's my attorney, too. He may not like me personally. He may not like, you know, who I am. But he's supposed to represent me. And I'll tell you right now, he can't ignore me. He can't ignore the taxpayers. And we've asked it for an outside legal opinion, meaning he's conflicted. Okay, obviously, he's conflicted. He's made his determination. He's not going to give us an opinion. Then he needs to bring in an independent resource for our office, and we need to have an independent review of this. So the legislature, I told people, call your legislative offices. I mean, lots of people have pistol permits that, you know, they're not all Republicans. They're not all conservatives. There's a lot of Democrats. There's a lot of elected officials. There's a lot of judges. There's a lot of people that have these pistol permits that they don't want people to know that they're a firearm person. They have that right under the law to opt out. And you have the county attorney going through this information saying, I know best. Trust me. Trust me. I know best. Well, you know what? I was a person who was elected as the Erie County Clerk and trusted the office, not the county attorney. He wasn't elected. He was appointed by the county executive. To me, Joe, why is this taking so long? Why are they looking at emails and, you know, not looking at financial data? Why? I can't answer that question.
Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns. Well, Mickey, as more comes out from this, I hope you'll come back and share the progress and everything we learn.
Yeah, I hope so. And of course, Joe, once again, just to give a quick one-second update, we are still busy with Real ID. Many people still are utilizing the appointments. Keep on calling 858-8864, erie.gov/clerk. And once again, to all the mothers, have a great and happy Mother's Day.
Hey, Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns, as always, great talking with you, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Joe.